stpete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas and Zoe today, for all of their help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play here in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk with some great guests, and I made some new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit settle-now.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on the live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So it's a pleasure to welcome a friend of Job Talk back to the show, Mr. David Puckett, the CEO and founder of Settle Now. Welcome to Job Talk, Dave.
Thanks, Dean. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
2 years, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Something like that. Jeez, a lot of changes.
In the entrepreneurial cycle. That's almost a blur.
Yeah, a lot is going on, and I can see lots of improvements since last time that you were here. But for those that haven't heard a previous broadcast, let's start off and let people know about you on a personal level. Tell us about yourself, beginning with where you're from.
Born in Louisville, Kentucky, raised on a farm outside of Louisville. Ended up for college, undergraduate in Hawaii. I met a wonderful young lady there who became the mother of my two children. We came here to St. Pete originally for her to go to law school.
Wow.
That's 27 years ago.
Wow.
That seems like just yesterday.
So Hawaii, what was that like?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was too far from my family.
So you went to University of Hawaii?
Yeah, University of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you study there?
Well, both business, a little bit of engineering, and then in the end, political science and economics. And that's where I became an accredited mediator.
Huh. Very good. And so is that where you went back to get your master's as well?
No. I ended up getting my master's here at Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
It was they have a campus here in the Tampa Bay area, but I did mine online, and then it required me to go to the mother campus in Fort Lauderdale.
Great.
3 or 4 times a year.
And so what brought you here? How did you actually end up in St. Petersburg area?
1973, at the age of 10, my mother and father thought I needed to see the beach for the first time. Treasure Island, Thunderbird. I could show you the room. And fell in love with it.
That place is still around, too.
It's still there, and it still probably looks not a whole lot. The rooms are much better than they might have been in 1973, but it's a great, great business, a great local hotel.
Real bright colors, I think, as I remember driving by there.
It's Billmore's a little brighter, but Thunderbird has a lot of brightness in the personality of the operation and the business. Yeah. That's what I like to think.
Nice.
Icky Woo Woo is the name of the tiki bar.
And you know a lot about that. We'll talk about some of the places that are your favorites in the area, too.
Sure.
But you, so you came there and then when you were 10, and then...
Well, I came there when I was 10, and then when in the process of getting engaged and my ex-wife, Lori, going to law school, Stetson Law School here in St. Petersburg is the oldest law school in the state of Florida. And for people doing trial work, it's considered the best law school.
Yep.
And so she enrolled in 1990. I think at the time, Dean, to be honest, we thought we would go back to Hawaii. It was just going to be a 3-year educational stop.
Well, it's hard and to beat Hawaii, too. You know?
Well, but this community has many assets that are not that Hawaii doesn't have, and then, you know, so of course it became home after that.
So, for people that don't know much about the area, that might be listening from other parts of the country, tell me about some of the places that you frequent. You know, is this a good place for interesting restaurants, for example?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have a very eclectic. I mean, I think when I first moved here in 1990, the downtown area where we sat was, you know, fairly non-existent. Yep. You could look around for miles. But today, no matter what time you come, day or night, weekday or weekend, it's one of the most lively and best downtowns. I was really surprised. Last 2 weekends ago, I brought one of my friends from Tampa, and the downtown Tampa has some good spots to it. But he goes, downtown St. Pete just has it beat.
Yeah.
You know, all around. And I think that's true. Maybe Las Olas and Fort Lauderdale and some other parts of Florida, but St. Pete is alive and vibe.
So do you have any favorite restaurants you want to mention?
Well, I just, I love the Z Grill.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm sorry. I follow great chefs. Mm-hmm. I'm a chef myself as a part-timer, a novice, but I often don't look at the menus and get to know the chefs and say, what would you have? And Z Grill has one of the best chefs that we know, and that's, I kind of follow the chefs.
And that's not too far. It's just a few
just
blocks down.
A few blocks from where we sat today.
Great. So tell me about what else there is to do here. Did you ever, last time we spoke, I think you were telling me about you were going to buy a boat.
I did that, and it was a great experience. I actually lived on it for 8.5 months. I work when I'm not on the road. I work from home. The entire organization, Settle Now, is a virtual organization. We have 4 or 5 offices that we can go to, but most everybody works from home. So working for the boat was a little different experience. It weighed almost 90,000 pounds, so it didn't rock, but it sort of went right to left, forward to back, depending on the winds. And it was just a subtle enough movement that sometimes is a bit annoying on the computer screen if I was doing a mediation. But other than that, it was a great life. And in fact, I'm back now and planning to sell the house on Treasure Island now that my daughter's just graduated on April 30th. That phase has come to an end. And another boat is in the very near future.
All right. Hey, you mentioned your daughter. So I understand there's big milestones recently.
Well, they were born right here in Bayfront Hospital in St. Petersburg. I'm born and raised at St. Jude's Cathedral School, Catholic School K through 8th, Admiral Farragut Academy. A lot of people don't know 11 men walked on the moon and 2 of them went to Admiral Farragut. And so it was a great experience to combine with the Catholic education. Both of them got into the University of Florida, where only about 3% of the apply get in. Both of them just graduated on April 30th. One was commissioned in the Navy, and she's in Pensacola now entering flight school. And one is a commercial construction manager after getting her architecture degree at age 20.
Great. Congratulations, Dave. That's great. And so tell me now about also for people that may want to come here, you know, you spend a lot of time on beaches. You even have a 10-mile weekly walk that you do on the beach.
You know, people ask me about this community all the time, and people that are not from here, and you've got the city of Tampa, you got the city of Clearwater, you got the city of St. Pete, each that offers a little bit of something different. It's a large metropolitan area, so you get the benefit of that. But then the communities and the sub-communities make it smaller and smaller. But yet, if you want big, it's there. And I just think it's one of the most attractive parts of our community. And then, yes, the beaches. I mean, the beaches are the beaches. And the ironic part of living on the beach is I rarely leave the beach on the weekends. Just out of my own boating, walking, personal outdoor habits. But what's even more entertaining to me is people that like live in Northeast St. Pete or Tampa or Clearwater, they hardly ever come, and they seem like it's a long way to come. But if we lived in a large city in like Atlanta or New York or L.A., 30, 45-minute drive is nothing. But we seem to have these little barriers and pockets of these sub-communities, and the beach is a different way. They say when you go over the drawbridge, your mentality changes. Mm-hmm. And I call it work mentality versus relax, so you have a good work-life balance, and the bridge is that transition point.
Is that the bridge to the Treasure Island there?
We have a bridge on Treasure Island, but as you know, we have many bridges here, so you can take many transitions.
Okay, that sounds great, Dave. Well, listen, thanks for sharing that. Now let's talk about Settle Now. And I I heard you're Uber-like. Tell me what that means.
Well, we'd like to think we're going to follow the path that Uber has. I tell it in a couple of ways. One, the process of getting a cab ride 10 years ago was a mystifying experience. You didn't know who these people were that were picking you up. You might have felt uncomfortable putting the credit card across the seat. And you didn't even know, in many cases, did the cab take a credit card? How would they process that credit card? Might they steal your credit card? There's a bit of a leap of faith. If you're not from the city, you didn't know which way they took you, what they were charging, unless it was a fixed flat rate. And not to be condescending to any of our attorney fees, but our friends, I'd say sometimes when you hire a lawyer, it's a kind of a demystifying experience, and you don't know how long it's going to take, how much it's going to cost. So I credit Uber with making it simple to take that. I think SettleNow emulates it, making it much more simple, and our costs are listed right on the front, and there's a very low entry point. The second thing is Uber allows people to take their private car and become a subcontractor and work when they want to work. Many of these drivers have other jobs besides that. I think that's true. It's funny, in the real estate community, as an example, they say about 5 to 10% of the realtor community makes about 90% of the bottom line revenue. Well, in mediation, there's in Florida, the last count was about 5,500 accredited mediators, but only a very small percentage of them do it full time. So we really provide, like Uber does, log on, take the cases, work with the clients, work when you want, work in your home environment. So that'd be our emulation of Uber analogy.
That's interesting. And so tell us about the history of the company. How did you happen to come across this, and what motivated you actually to get in this business?
I have a mentor. He's also a co-founder, who was my professor at the University of Hawaii. Like I mentioned earlier, my wife was going to go to law school. I was sort of on that trajectory too, but I've been in the technology business. I got bit by the technology bug in the early 80s, and it's a passion that I always held. When I became an accredited mediator in Hawaii and started learning the value of mediation, I really developed a passion for it. But my mentor said, your passion is technology, your career is technology. And at that time, there wasn't a clear path where a mediator could probably do that and make a living, much less live in a more expensive community like Hawaii. So I kind of shelved it, but I didn't shelve the passion for it. I've watched a lot of people get frustrated in trying to use the legal industry, so it was always kind of shelved. And in 2009, 2010 timeframe, when our economy was in disarray, and in the technology business, you have to reinvent yourself about every 5 to 7 years with a new area of expertise, where if you're a doctor, you're probably going to do the same thing, or a lawyer, you're going to do the same type of law, most likely. In the technology business, you don't have that privilege because it changes. So you have to change with it. So it just sort of coincided in the downfall of the economy. It was about when my career needed a new entry. And I called Dr. Becker, who was in his late 70s at the time, and said, what do you think of online dispute resolution? And I said, what is it? Or he said, what do you think of ODR? And I said, what is ODR? He said, online dispute resolution. And all of us have been using Skype, and GoToMeeting and WebEx meetings, and seen how powerful that is. I mean, it was like I got hit by a lightning bolt. I go, oh my gosh, here we go. Mm-hmm. We can reinvent and deliver services in a whole new model. So what it really did, Dean, is when I was here before, it merged my extreme two passions of technology and mediation, arbitration, mediation, facilitation, negotiation, all these little disciplines known as conflict resolution, into one, and delivering it via the cloud.
That's great. And at that time, you were in the you were assembling a real strong team, at least trying to at the time, and you had some people still that were working with you, but I know you were looking for investors and all that, and so you have established a really strong management and technology team. So tell us about that team a little bit. How about, let's start with Dr. Dan French.
Well, Dan French is probably the best thing that happened to us in 2016. Dan and I were classmates at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Louisville, Kentucky, went on to all-boys Catholic high school. He, when he was doing his doctorate, ended up here at USF. And he got a doctorate in rhetoric, English language rhetoric, and he is a stand-up comedian. And there's a comedy club called Coconuts Comedy Club on St. Pete Beach, And the next thing you know, I seen my classmate was there, and I went, and he was completely humorous and blew me away. He's done it all over the United States. He's won 2 Emmy Awards for the Best Damn Sports Show and Dennis Miller Show. He started a company, and because of Facebook, he broadcast on Facebook that he was looking for clients, small and medium-sized businesses, to help them in their branding and messaging and communication. Those of us in the technology business, we know it. We know why people need it, but we do a very poor job, most of us, explaining it in a simple, clear, concise message. So the earlier iterations of Settle Now were too techno, too jargon-filled, that the average person couldn't understand what the service and the value. So I'd like to think, and I'm surely always open to comments and suggestions, the new generation Dan built in 2016 with the videos and real simple animated messages.
Is he responsible for those videos?
He's 100% responsible for the language. He's 100% for the scripts. And then we actually offshored development in India.
Nice. Okay. Well, who else is on your team there? How about we'll continue with Richard London. What is his role?
You know, everybody says everything happens for a reason. I met Richard's sister on one of my 10-mile walks. And she was new to the community, and she liked to exercise. She said she knew I was mediating. She says, my brother's an attorney from Texas. He's relocated here, loves this community. And I got to meet Richard, and he's a phenomenal attorney in the traditional sense, but has embraced that there's new ways to serve the client. And he's embraced, you know, the second just past president of Florida Bar Association made a comment in one of his speeches that 60% of the population of Florida is not served by the traditional legal mechanism or market. Economically, they can't afford it. And procedurally, they don't know how to progress into it. So that's that void that is our sweet spot. And Richard recognizes that. And he has as much, if not more, entrepreneurial spirit than I do. And lastly, and probably more importantly, when you're in a small business, there's usually one or two very powerful personalities. And the problem is they get stretched too thin. So you have to duplicate the founders or co-founders. Richard is like a clone of myself that when he speaks, I feel completely comfortable that it's just like duplicating me. And that helps in a small business.
Sure does. And tell me what Stanley Zamore does.
Stanley's an interesting guy. He lives in South Florida today. He's a graduate of Nova Southeastern University conflict resolution program. He's the president of the Florida Mediators Association, I believe it is. He has an extreme passion for helping people. He's been doing family divorces, small business mediations, and he just exudes friendliness, kindness, which helps as a neutral in that. Just to even have him involved in his capacity has been a blessing. He's been with me really since the beginning.
And I think somebody else that's been with you from the beginning is Joe Quinco.
Joe was my ex-wife's boss. He ran the Science Center here, the Science Center of Pinellas County, right over off of 22nd behind the Tyrone Mall. And then I got to know Joe because he's written several books about relationships. He understands mediation. He understands what I call facilitation, which is the first element of mediation, just getting people to communicate. Mm-hmm. And his contributions over the last 2 years were just second to none. And again, our skills are vastly different. And so instead of duplicating me, he covers me where I'm in a void, and it makes me sleep well at night.
Yeah. And is he in charge of the operations?
He carried the title of VP of Operations. But Joe could really wear any hat, which is also an important role in small business.
Absolutely. Sounds great. And also, you have a very strong board of directors. We don't need to go through all those names, but anybody that's interested in your investing, perhaps, in your company will know that you have a very strong core of people that are making the Settle Now work. So David, I want to talk about your website, and it looks like you focused on about 4 types of customers, individuals, businesses, attorneys, and courts. But you're also involved with universities. And so before we talk about those other areas, tell me about the work you're doing with universities.
You know, the traditional technology business, when you bring a product to market, you have an obligation to train them. And there's usually, that's usually a cost center of a technology company. You try to either include the training and the sale of the service, or you sell training separate, or you put them to some third-party training organization. What we felt was a real void was, think about MBA programs. They're putting top trained management, business management people. But prior to our push in the university space, they weren't including negotiation, explaining all the types of conflict resolution. And it doesn't just have to say, I'm going to sue you, or let's get the lawyer and let them do it. Because in 99% of the contracts, there's a mediation clause. It's usually fairly ambiguous because it's often written by attorneys that want you to call them. But we're empowering MBA students to have the skills to know what to do with the conflict, and it doesn't have to go to litigation. And then really getting a new customer service model as a result of it. So hopefully it makes, sometimes I'm a little bit too technical, and I hope that it makes sense to you and your listeners.
And I think somebody that's on your board of directors is helping you with that. Is that true?
Helping us with...
Is that Dr. Brian?
Oh, Dr. Brian Polkinghorne. There's 120-plus universities, Harvard, Notre Dame, to name two, that have conflict resolution masters, master certificates, or PhDs in conflict resolution. And these are some of the best trained people in the world in conflict. Again, no disrespect to law school, but law school teach you procedure, discovery, evidence, etc. They don't really teach you conflict resolution skills. Now, many of these great lawyers are now learning, becoming accredited mediators, ex-judges are becoming mediators. These are great guys. But these people coming out of these university programs. So Dr. Polkinghorne is about my same age, and he's helped us tremendously how we can bridge the gap of bringing those skills from those 120 programs into the MBA programs.
That's great. My guest today is David Puckett, the CEO and co-founder of Settle Now. So, David, let's talk about the type of customers that would best be able to use your services there. Let's talk about individuals and what kind of conflicts can you help them resolve?
Individual conflicts take almost all forms. At the most simplistic and unfortunately all too common form, as many of us know, too many people have gotten divorces. That's often one of the most emotional, difficult things in anybody's life. And we all know people who have, and many of us have. Mm-hmm. Landlord-tenant, small claims, matters of all different types. And really what I call the economic void. And it's difficult because in every geography and economy it'd be slightly different amount, but there's some amount, and it's usually, we like to say in the Florida area, about something south of $100,000 of damages are at stake. That's our sweet spot. So we look and try to through that little short video on the individual, we try to capture their mind that we can work with them with or without an attorney, with or without litigation. You don't have to be in litigation. Often people don't turn to mediators until litigation because the court will go to mediation first. The judge wants you all to work it out. They don't want it to end up for them to make the decision. So that's how we best serve individuals, I hope.
Sure, that's great. And so can you take me through the process? Once somebody actually registers on your website, what happens next?
You know, before we began the program today, Dean, I was sharing with you is that's probably the most difficult challenge. You've got to get two people who want this resolved. I gave you that little analogy about the fence line dispute, mm-hmm. and the one neighbor feels he or she's right, and they don't want to deal with it, so they don't even acknowledge it as a dispute. And so in those situations, in a typical sense, Florida gives you up to $5,000 or less, the right to go to small claims. And when you go to small claims and you file the complaint, then your neighbor served officially, and you have to pay for that service, and then your neighbor has 30 days to respond. And that usually, if they don't, then you'll get a judgment. That's the typical. In our situation, as I was describing, it takes two individuals who says, I don't want to go through the court. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go through the expense. Also, for individuals or businesses, mediation is confidential. There's no public record of it. So if you're a small business or an individual, sometimes you don't want your name attached to a lawsuit. And so it's when you have that difficult party or that party who might be trying to outspend you and go, I got more money, he or she ain't going to do anything, it's not a big enough deal. It's going to go away. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think you could go to your neighbor and say, look at Settle Now. For $250, $500, we can get started. And why don't we decide, I just want you to move this fence, and I'm going to try to settle with you.
Mm-hmm. So I looked on your website, and when you put in some information and about yourself and then about your case, if you will, and then you get a call back from somebody that works with Settle Now. And then what kind of questions do you ask them? How do you evaluate whether it makes sense for them?
Well, that's the another very important a highly regulated, there's a part of law that you do not want to become part of. It's called unauthorized practice of law, UPL. Any attorney knows that real well. So in the intake process of Settle Now, we can't give you any legal advice whatsoever. If you start to ask us legal advice, we can do nothing but to refer you to attorneys. That's good, because Settle Now is friendly to attorneys, and we can then refer them, and we actually have a subservice in Settle Now to do that. But in the intake, all I can say is to the people, fill out the form. We'll invite your counterparty to participate. We'll make sure they know the cost and the process, and hopefully they will agree to that. If it's pre-litigation and it works, beautiful. If it's less than $5,000, we could mention, go read Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, Manatee County, small claims. You'll see what to do. Then, again, like the neighbor scenario, you file and they go, why don't we go right straight to Settle Now?
Okay. And so that means that the other party has to agree to also pay or engage in your services.
It's split half unless the other party wants to sponsor the total. The intent is to divide. Mm-hmm. But if the other party goes, well, if they go, well, we'll participate, but we won't pay, if the other party's willing to pay the total, we'll go forward.
All right. And so you contact them. And so what if they say no? What do you do?
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But we try to talk to them, and then we remind them that this could result in a lawsuit, mm-hmm. and it's going to end up to be public record, and it's going to end up to be more costly, and it might be advantageous to them. But in the end, that's their prerogative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the businesses. So what do you do for them?
99% of the contracts, Dean, that we have in, of any type of business to consumer, business to business, will have a mediation clause in it. As I mentioned earlier, it will often say something like that. If this contract or something like this, if this contract results in a dispute, both parties will agree to proceed to mediation or arbitration in the best practices of the American Arbitration Association. To the average consumer, they don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. It's written very ambiguously. So one of the first things we do, and we're following many other mediation service company models, is we say, why don't you put in your contract, if there's a dispute arises, we agree to move immediately within 30 days to an online mediation platform like SettleNow.com and split the cost. Then people know what to do. Many mediation clauses are meant to cause you to go, let me call an attorney to ask you them what a mediation is. So in landlords, we're going landlords, you're going to have disputes over deposits and lease breakages and stuff like that. This, you're sue. The tenant wants something. Why don't we just agree that car dealers, buy sell transaction, used cars, new cars, warranties, extended warranties, disputes, they don't want to be sued. Car dealers don't, because then it hurts their reputation. In this modern social networked world, I just seen a car driving on Treasure Island the other day when I went to the Walgreens, and it was painted, Geico wouldn't settle with me, right? Everybody's trying to run a corporate reputation, right? And it can go fast and wide. And so Settle Now offers a confidential way for businesses to deal with this. And that even if it's one of those conflicts that's going to involve litigation and their attorneys are going to be involved, the attorneys can pick up and look into the Settle Now case and go, you should settle this business, or we can handle this for you business. But it gives the consumer in the business, or the business in the business, a chance to settle before it gets to litigation.
That sounds great. Now, you mentioned attorneys, and you have a pretty friendly relationship with them. How do you integrate your services with the attorneys that you work with?
Well, there's a variety of ways, Dean, but first I'd want to mention that my primary mentor, Dr. Becker from the University of Hawaii, said he started the very first community mediation center in the United States of America as an outreach of the University of Hawaii. He became very successful. But at that time, in the mid to late 80s, there was a divide between the legal community and the ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution Community, which is identified as a mediation. And so he told me in 2012 when I got this started, to be successful, you have to become friends with the attorneys. You've got to make them understand this is a new and better way to serve their clients. So as an example, we've been kind of stealth the last, you were, and I went on radio a couple of years ago, and when we caught up, you were quiet for a while. We were, because in technology, you got to be careful not to be ahead of the market. And so to your question, the attorneys weren't quite ready for us, but last summer, the American Bar Association put out a 100-page report about the future of the legal profession. And in it was a lot of, there's going to be players and services emerging, and they're going to serve your clients differently than the traditional hang a shingle, get a nice office model, and you better be able to economically serve differently and still make a living. Hey, at the end of the day, we're all professionals.
Right. Well, hey, that sounds good. So could any attorneys, the size of their firm, does that matter? Like a
sure,
large firm
sure,
or small
sure,
firm,
sure.
What works better?
We have a subservice in Settle Now called Resolve Talk. So attorneys can join us in Resolve Talk, volunteer to be in. That way, when a consumer comes to us and they start asking legal advice, which obviously we can't give, we can refer them to Resolve Talk. Resolve Talk gives them access for about $100 to the attorneys, either after hour phone calls, video calls, or even email questions with a 24-hour response. That a typical consumer really wouldn't even know where to get that. That really enables the attorney to begin to serve the client. What people don't understand is, I'll use divorce, Dean, as an example. You do have to file a lawsuit before you can get a divorce. Hmm. And most people don't know how to file a lawsuit. And many times, a conflict you and I were talking about before today, where the party just doesn't want to acknowledge that it's a dispute, often you have to file a lawsuit. And yes, you can represent yourself pro se, and it's your constitutional right, but it's often not easy. Resolve Talk helps. So that gives us a reciprocal relationship with the attorney, that they help them get to the point of needing mediation, and then says, hey, you settle now, where there's some groundwork that had to be done before we could actually serve them, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Sure. And you mentioned courts. Now, are you involved directly with the courts, or how does that work with Settle Now?
It's funny. The primary reason for being somewhat stealth is my primary competitor, Modria, I mentioned 2 years ago. They got out the door well before us, and they had a big boost because the software that they licensed to sell under the name Modria was developed at eBay. And eBay will advertise today, and it's a fact, 60 million disputes resolved. 90% without any humans. Lawyers and mediators don't like that part of the statistic. But Modria went to serve and try to sell to the courts and the governments. And they had a moderate success. And we watched. Often that's important in small business. Don't be the first. Follow. We watched them burn through $10 million of venture capital. And 3 months or a month ago, they were bought by a smaller firm. So we don't consider that acquisition the good one. They just ran out of money. So today what we're trying to do is go into courts from a cost savings model and say, let us take off landlord-tenant as an example. All judges hate that stuff. And there's these things that they don't like to do that we can do better.
Sounds good. And so what happens? You approach them and then they sign a contract with them? How does that work?
We do not yet have a single a court contract. But we've been pitching Florida. We've been pitching Georgia. And we are, you can tell from my accent, sort of a southeastern company. And so what we have, and I can't give you the name, but later this summer we've hired a national spokesperson who's a judge. And we're planning on riding his reputation into the courts. Right. So today we're out there, we're getting calls from governments mm-hmm. that are in early stages and becoming aware of ODR technology. But that's really the reason. In the last 2 years, you go, well, what's happened? We just kind of slowed because there's that technology curb. And if you're in that early adopters phase, you don't make much money and many companies go out of business. Mm-hmm. And we've survived. We haven't thrived, but we survived. And now, as a result of that ABA report, it's okay. Time to go.
And let's talk a little bit about the costs, because you did mention cost savings and all that. So how does that work?
On the business side, as a result of car dealerships, landlord-tenant stuff, we developed a real simple, basically 90-minute service. The entry point of that is $250. That's very, very low entry point to resolve the dispute. Our standard entry point is $500, about $250 each. And the more complicated conflicts, which we're able to recognize once they do the intake, you know, you can go up to, I think our most largest is about $2,500, but it's still only $1,250 each, and that's pretty good. Our divorce, we're getting ready to do with a Miami attorney. I'm really excited about him. I'm not going to mention him out today on the radio. I will tell you by late summer, early fall, we will be. He's a very, very active family attorney in South Florida, Stanley Zimmer. Is my mediator extraordinaire down there, so he's real anxious to work with him. But he says, Dave, I can't afford to take a lot of divorces, and so I'm not serving people properly. And we've come up with a model that we call a $3,500 divorce, which is about $1,750 each. You divide it. We can actually finance it, take payment installments. But what we do is for that $3,500, we bring the attorneys to do their work. We bring family counselors to do some work, do some online family counseling, which unfortunately the lower economic people, the 60% that's not served by the legal system, don't often have health care that provides family therapy. We're taking professional family therapists and putting them on the cloud to speak to these people. And all that for $3,500. I think the statistics in 2013 were just slightly less than 200,000 divorces in Florida, which is a lot. And if we could capture 5% of that market, there'd be a pretty substantial business. Mm-hmm. We're not an answer to everyone in divorce space, but we're an answer to make it more collaborative and using the cloud model to do so.
So Settle Now is also the name of the software, correct?
Right.
And so do you lease that out to companies? Is that an option for them?
I hope I explained this well. Software as a service or SaaS is much like we buy software. You can buy Office, Microsoft Office. You no longer have to go to Office Depot and buy a package and then install it on your hard drive or whatever. It runs in the cloud. That's known as software as a service. So these fee structures and open a case and that would be SaaS, software as a service. But what we envision and we plan for in our architecture is a large company or even a large law firm might want to run an instance and staff it themselves. So that's called a platform as a service. And so we also sell that software that way.
That's great.
License, perpetual.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. But you've got a lot of options, Dave. My guest today is David Puckett, the CEO and co-founder of Settle Now. So, Dave, let's talk about jobs. What positions are you currently trying to fill?
The cool part about what we did, which I mentioned earlier, being a virtual organization, we have an unlimited number of openings for people who want to be mediators. Those 5,500 people who are accredited have to get work. We see ourselves as that vehicle. So folks, you're all out there. You need to look at our vehicle and our flow as a place. We brought facilitation to this process. Those 120 graduate programs that are putting out the master's certificates and PhDs, these people are not today easily employed because they have to compete with the attorney mediators or the ex-judge mediators. So it's a really tough market to break into. So if you have skills in conflict resolution or if you have skills in customer service extraordinaire and want to be involved in conflict resolution, call us because that gives us the ability to work virtually. We have an infinite number of openings for people. Like I mentioned, my Miami attorney friend who's cornered a geographic subsection of the divorce market in South Florida. I think there's 20 jurisdictions in Florida. Hey, 19 other guys, ladies, attorneys that are serving, call us and learn how we're serving. And Settle Now can be a vehicle for you to geographically serve your clients differently. So In 2017 and 18, that's our biggest push, partnering. We have to have partners. Mm-hmm. That might not fall in a traditional job sense, but in this world, we're all little small businesses, mm-hmm. and the small businesses can do that. And then small businesses could advertise, our contracts and how we serve our clients include Settle Now so that their consumers are not scared about a potential lawsuit or having a difficulty in any kind of dispute. It's almost like a check clearing service, right? Mm-hmm. We use Settle Now because we want to be make this easy, confidential, and quick.
So what would a facilitator actually do?
You know, that's a doctor. Oh, if Dr. Becker was here, that'd be two things he and I would probably disagree. He would call it customer service. He would call helping them maneuver the site better. My competitor, Modria, says 60 million disputes from the eBay days, 90% without humans. You get a human on our site as soon as you get a case. We want to know how we can help you. The software is doing the legwork, but we're helping you use the software. We're helping you get your conflict loaded in. The software diagrams the conflict and helps you and your two parties do that. So the facilitator is taking communication skills in a non-mediation. Mediation is a methodology and a process. Facilitation is the front end of that. So that's, I hope you understand, that's what I feel a facilitator does. Mm-hmm. But we call it a customer service facilitation function.
Okay. And later this year, I think you're going to be expanding, doing
absolutely. This is our home.
Okay.
I call it Bridge to Bays, San Francisco Bay Area, inclusive of the Silicon Valley, and the Tampa Bay Area. We have offices before, previously, and now in both. We love downtown St. Pete.
You've got a brand new office space.
Yeah, we're getting ready to move in. But that's what I call an interim. You know, living in this community, I've had offices in Dunedin, Clearwater, off of Almerton, Feather Sound. But you just can't get away from this vibe of downtown.
Yeah.
So I get gravitated. But we're going to use a Regis office suite arrangement like many small companies do. They're the best at it. But what we're also looking for is a partner who has office space. We're not going to need a lot, but we want to embrace almost like you have in this building, mm-hmm. in a relationship where there might be a few services servicing people that are complementary. So we're hoping to get some recognition from the local community. I wrote former Mayor Rick Baker an email before I came here today.
All right.
And I said, hey, I'm back on. If you've got a few minutes to listen, we want to make a difference in St. Petersburg. And saying to Mayor Christman, too, not to exclude you. Mm-hmm. But I know Rick knows who we are. And, you know, I said to him, we want to be St. Pete. And we want to be known as the company that came out of St. Pete.
Great. Yeah, I know he'll like that, right. Mr. St. Pete.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you mentioned looking for partners. Are you still open to investors?
You know, investors, we have shelved a $5 million private placement for a moment, for the remainder of 17. There's a reason. We already know who that person's going to be. But we need to finish a little refinement. We're moving Settle Now to an applets, so you'll be able to get it on an app and the Amazon store very soon. And when that happens, we have it. But in the meantime, to your question, I don't as much need money, but all small companies do, is I need somebody that's ready to roll up their sleeves and become a partner. So I'm often, that might be another law firm. That might be a guy who's maybe disgruntled. He or she served in a number for a number of years and just doesn't like where they are in their career. And so that would be a great example of the type of partner I would love to have.
That's great. You know, and David, this brings us to the interview tip of the week, which is sponsored this week by Sold USA Realty in St. Pete Beach. And if you're looking to buy a cell or a house, be sure to contact Mark Nathwani at 727-667-6246. He's also a hiring agent, so if you're looking for a great company to advance your career, give Mark a call and visit their website at soldusarealty.com. So, David, if somebody wants to apply for a position at Settle Now, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Creativity. You can even use a common tool like LinkedIn, and LinkedIn gives you the ability to build a presentation, any kind of presentation of your area of expertise, where I'd much rather see that in a resume. These animation videos were so simple to put together. Not necessarily don't send me an animation video, but send me a video of yourself. Tell me why you want to work for me. Tell me what do you see from my website that makes you anxious to do it? That moves me far more than a phone call or a web inquiry.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And, you know, this is time for shout-outs. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, a shout-out to my daughter, Otis, Amanda in Pensacola. Shout-out in Gainesville, beginning her new career in commercial construction management. To my youngest daughter, both who have birthdays in the next week. And I'd like to say that. And then we wanted to say a shout-out to all the businesses here in St. Pete. We are looking for partnerships, and our services could be of value to you, and we want to collaborate.
That's great. And so if somebody would like to learn more about SettleNow, how can they do that?
SettleNow.com, Dave Puckett on LinkedIn or Facebook. You made a comment. I'm pretty active in both fronts of social media. And I just welcome connections of all types. I never turn down a connection because it inevitably builds your network.
Well, Dave, I really want to thank you for being here again today. And really enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to the next time you're a guest on Job Talk. Let's make it a little sooner than 2 years, if you don't mind.
I sure hope so.
I'm sure looking forward to hearing about the expansion in the fall, too, and some of the big news that's coming up. So best of luck to you.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it greatly.
So you've been listening to my guest today, Mr. David Puckett, the CEO and co-founder of SettleNow, a new way to settle conflicts at a fraction of the cost of traditional solutions. So if you're an individual, an attorney, a business, or a part of a court system and would like to learn more about this cost-effective way to resolve conflicts, visit the website at settle-now.com. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Jackie Hinckley from Voices of Hope for Aphasia would like to invite everyone to their ribbon-cutting event next Wednesday, June 28th, from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Sunshine Center, located at 330 5th Street North in St. Petersburg. Please join them for technology demonstrations, food, and door prizes as they launch their new technology program called the Daniela Muheim STARS Program. Come see how technology can change the lives of people with aphasia. So please call 727-249-1953 or visit their website at vohaphasia.org for more information. Our friends at the Central Pinellas Chamber of Commerce remind us of their 2017 Central Pinellas Business Showcase, which will take place later this afternoon from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, located at 105 Central Park Drive in Largo. This is a great event that will showcase many of the local businesses. Hope you can make it. And now it's time for my shout-outs today. My shout-out today goes out to Diane in Texas. Happy birthday. And to my guest next week, Brandy Gabbard, a local realtor and a candidate for city council. So please tune in for that interview. And I'll be inviting other local candidates to be guests on Job Talk during the next few months as we get closer to another important election. And I hope you'll all take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and there are new shows in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some interesting and fun podcasts there, too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. So I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zoe, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.